Our topic today is, whoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Thank you for joining me today. Here on We Can Rest Assured. John's purpose in writing was not to give a condition of salvation. Rather, he wrote that we might test, evaluate, and determine whether we are children of God. In this text, the test is, do we truly believe that Jesus is the Christ? The word believeth, as used here, is a continuous action. Thus, it is whosoever continues to believe. What we must continue to believe is that Jesus is the Christ. That is, we must continue to believe in his deity and in his humanity. Christ is the Messiah of the Old Testament. Both words, Christ and Messiah, mean the Anointed One. Thus, Jesus is the Anointed King of God's kingdom. The name Jesus refers to the man made of a woman, made under the law, Galatians 4, verse 4. He is the carpenter's son from Nazareth. In this, we see Jesus as God and man united. The way we obtain this belief or faith is through the Word of God. In Romans 10, verse 17, Paul wrote, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Remember John's purpose for writing his gospel. His purpose was that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name, John 20, verse 31. Thus, one purpose of the Scriptures is to bring us to believe or to have faith. Therefore, we can grow in faith and continue in faith by this same means. We can be sure that the belief or faith of which John is speaking is a living faith. A living faith is active, one that works, as opposed to a dead or barren faith, as we find in James 2, 19 through 26. It is more than a knowledge of facts. It is more than acceptance of facts. A true believer, or one who has a living faith, practices the will of God. Only those who have this kind of faith measure up to the divine standard. No other faith has the victory, and no other faith will overcome the world. Thus, those who have this faith are born of God. They are children. They are the children of God. I thank you for joining me today here on We Can Rest Assured. I want to remind you that next week on the 25th will be the final podcast for this podcast. And this podcast station will turn over to a new podcast program. However, all these podcasts will remain on this station and remain archived, so you can listen to these podcasts in the future. Thank you for listening to We Can Rest Assured.